Good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I am Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 24th of July. Let's talk about the key cues and trends that will shape the day for the market. It was a strong session on Dalal Street with the benchmark indices climbing higher, even as broader markets lagged behind. The Sensex jumped 540 points to close at 82,727, while the Nifty ended 159 points higher, settling comfortably above the 25,200 mark. The broader markets displayed resilience, with the Nifty Midcap Index staging a smart recovery from session lows to end higher by 0.3%. But the Nifty Bank Index failed to build on Monday's momentum and slipped 454 points to end at 57,210. However, large-cap banks were the stars of the day. HDFC Bank and ICICI Bank extended their post-earnings rally, hitting fresh record highs. Overall, nearly 40 Nifty stocks ended in the green, with Tata Motors, Shriram Finance and Bharti Airtel leading the pack. Autos revved up on the back of positive global cues post the US-Japan trade deal. Reliance Industries added weight to the index, rising nearly 1% and emerging as one of the top contributors to Nifty's gains. On the flip side, Tata Consumer was the top Nifty drag, closing nearly 2% lower ahead of results. Infosys slipped sharply in the last hour of trade, ending at the day's low ahead of its results. But the numbers are pretty solid, so the stock will be in focus today. Among the notable mid-cap movers, Colgate disappointed the street with a weak first quarter print, and bearish analyst views dragged the stock lower by 4%. But it was a different story for Dixon Tech. The stock reacted positively to an inline set of numbers and rose nearly 3%. Overall, the market breadth was neutral, with the advance decline ratio at 1:1. On the flows front, FIIs were net sellers, offloading 4,200 crore rupees worth of equities, while DIIs continued to pump in money as they net bought shares worth over 4,300 crore rupees in the cash market. Looking ahead, aside of corporate earnings, investors will track global macro data lined up for today. The European Central Bank's interest rate decision and fresh prints for the US Composite and Services PMI. Now coming to the technicals. Experts say the Nifty now faces immediate resistance at 25,255. A decisive breakout above that could open the doors for a further rally, possibly towards 25,360. On the flip side, support has shifted higher. It now rests around the 25,000 mark, which is seen as a near-term base. Market watchers feel the short-term trend is beginning to turn positive, especially with range-bound action holding firm above key moving averages. In fact, if momentum sustains, the Nifty could eye 25,500 in the coming sessions, though much will depend on global triggers and earnings commentary. The GIFT Nifty is indicating a positive start for the Indian market this morning. Let's now take a look at the global cues influencing the markets this morning. Asian markets are off to a flying start today. Japan's TOPIX index surged over 1.2%, hitting a record high, extending gains after the trade pact with the US. South Korea and other regional indices are also up more than 1%. And over in Europe, markets cheered early signs of a potential EU-US trade deal. Bloomberg reports that talks are progressing well and we could see a deal soon, where the US imposes 15% tariffs on EU goods. Back in the US, Wall Street had a solid session overnight. Big tech was in the spotlight. Alphabet jumped 2% after beating both revenue and profit estimates. But Tesla disappointed. Its auto revenue dropped for a second quarter in a row, sending the stock down nearly 4%. IBM also slid 5% after missing software revenue expectations. But that didn't stop the S&P 500 from logging its 12th record close this year. The Dow gained over 500 points, just a whisker away from an all-time high. And the Nasdaq crossed 21,000 level for the first time ever. Meanwhile, US Treasury yields edged higher after comments from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent helped ease some Fed-related jitters. The 10-year yield is now around 4.38%. In the commodities market, gold continued its slide as safe haven demand faded, but silver briefly touched its highest level since 2011. Meanwhile, crude prices extended fall for a fourth consecutive day. All right, now it's time to dive into the stocks that could steal the spotlight in trade today. And we're starting with Infosys. The tech giant reported a solid set of numbers. They posted industry-leading top-line growth with constant currency revenue up 2.6% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Deal wins stood at $3.8 billion versus estimates of $3 billion. And they've tweaked the lower end of their FY26 revenue guidance upwards from 0 to 3% to 1 to 3%. As expected, the margin guidance was maintained at 20 to 22%. Agentic AI, consolidation deals, and signs of stability in global economies are some of the factors driving the optimism. Management said that while some verticals remain soft, financial services segment is seeing strong traction. Attrition inched slightly higher at 14.4% vis-a-vis 14.1% last quarter. Not surprisingly, Infosys ADRs cheered overnight, surging over 3% but settling higher by a percent or so. Moving on, Persistent Systems delivered a decent quarter. Q1 net profit came in at 425 crore rupees, slightly above estimates. Revenue was a touch below the pole while margins stood at 15.5%, slightly shy of expectations. While operating performance met estimates, constant currency revenue was a miss and deal wins for the quarter stood at $520 million. Coforge 2 reported first quarter earnings. Profit grew 21% but missed expectations. But constant currency revenue growth smashed expectations, growing by 8% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, vis-a-vis expectations of 6.5%. However, margins came in slightly below what the street was anticipating. Dr. Reddy's also put out its first quarter report card. Net profit was up 1.8% while revenue grew 11% vis-a-vis last year. But margins expanded to 26.7%, beating expectations. There was some drag from the North America business where sales were down 11% on a year-on-year basis. Tata Consumer's net profit grew 15% on a year-on-year basis, bang in line with expectations. Revenue climbed nearly 10%, but margins were under pressure, likely due to commodity cost inflation and soft overseas performance. Bajaj Housing Finance had a strong first quarter performance. Net profit jumped nearly 21%, while revenue rose 18.4%. The numbers here signal steady growth momentum. SBI Life, Bajaj Finance, Nestle, Emphasis, Adani Energy and Zensar Tech are among the earnings to watch out for today. Moving on to some other stocks that will be in focus today. IndusInd Bank's board has approved raising up to 20,000 crore rupees via debt, with 10,000 crore rupees earmarked for capital augmentation. Also worth noting, promoters will now have the right to nominate up to two directors on the board. In the pharma space, Natco Pharma is acquiring 35.75% of Adcock Ingram for 2,000 crore rupees and plans to set up a South Africa-based subsidiary with an investment of up to 2,100 crore rupees. Tilaknagar Industries, the brand behind Mansion House, is acquiring the Imperial Blue business from Pernod Ricard for 4,150 crore rupees. This marks its entry into India's massive whiskey market. The deal will be funded through a mix of debt and equity. Money Control was the first to report that Mumbai-based listed liquor firm had edged ahead of other suitors and entered into exclusive negotiations with Pernod Ricard for the buyout of Imperial Blue Whiskey. Lastly, Inox Wind is tapping the markets via a 1250 crore rupee rights issue priced at 120 rupees per share, with July 29 as the record date. Keep that on your radar. Meanwhile, the primary market continues to buzz with activity. G&G Electronics IPO saw strong demand from investors on the first day. The issue priced at 225 to 237 rupees per share was booked nearly 9 times the shares on offer. Meanwhile, South-based hotel chain Brigade Hotel Ventures 760 crore rupee IPO will open for subscription today with the price band of 85 to 90 rupees per share. Time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Here's Nirav Karkera of Fisdom Research with his outlook on new age tech stocks post solid earnings from Eternal and Paytm. Let's take a listen.
For years, these new age tech companies were almost, the poster children for growth at all costs, right? They have been chasing growth across various parameters, right? Right from client acquisition to building a strong brand presence to expanding the GMV, most of these parameters were critical. And, of course, there was a path to profitability, but, it was very distant till, a couple of years back. But today, as we speak, there has been a decisive shift in the tides, right? So what we are seeing now in terms of turnaround, especially in cases like Paytm, Zomato, and some of these new age companies, it is a structural pivot. You know, it is not, I mean, there is very limited reason to believe that it is a stroke of luck or a flash in a pan sort of a moment, right? So there are three critical aspects that could be tagged as common threads running through you know, the turnaround stories with these new age tech companies. First and foremost, you know, most of these companies have now been more disciplined and more efficient as well as effective with their capital and operating structures, right? With the funding winter setting in a couple of years back, these companies used it as an opportunity to sharpen their unit economics. There was some more sense of semblance around the cash burn, a higher degree of control over costs. So this was reflected in very good operating efficiency. You know, we can talk about Paytm, for instance, where, you know, several non-core verticals were deprioritized, some were exited, profitability took center stage. Zomato as well, in this case, started focusing a lot on more profit critical parameters, you know, such as the costs, you know. So there have been revisions that have been made to, you know, the discount models as well as, you know, the general line items that go into the cost of acquiring and sustaining customers, right? Delivery inefficiencies were worked around. So all of this is reflecting in a healthier earnings trajectory. Second, for some of these operating, especially in the fintech space, there was you know, quite some fog around the compliance and regulatory environment, but there's a lot more clarity now. So these companies have been improving on the fronts of data governance, the payment infrastructure compliance, etc. So you know, a lot of this clarity is also garnering you know, interest from several facets of investors that shied away from these stocks. And you know, finally, there has been a sort of coming of age maturity within the ecosystem that these players have been operating in. So you know, most of these players, while they carry the startup DNA, their operations are no longer you know, startup-like. They are behaving more fiscally responsibly, right? So they now have large customer bases. They are trying to build an ecosystem that synergizes, you know, several units operating within the ecosystem. So cross-sell, engagement, monetization has started to take center stage. And, you know, the markets also have broadly started taking note of these vectors, and you know, what seemed like a promise in terms of path to profitability, which discouraged many investors, you know, is finally, you know, the story for this is finally turning around, where it is no longer path to profitability, but they have displayed ability to actually realize and materialize the profit targets that they were set out to achieve, right? So yes, in some ways, you know, the worst seems to be behind us. The turnaround seems to start on a very strong footing, and there is good reason to believe that it could sustain for longer, even going ahead.
Before we wrap, all eyes will be on the signing of the long-awaited free trade agreement between India and the UK, one that could shake up prices on both sides. The deal is expected to bring down costs of British whiskey and cars here in India and lower tariffs on Indian textiles, gems and jewellery in the UK. PM Modi will hold bilateral talks with UK PM Keir Starmer, attend delegation-level meetings and engage with top business leaders from both the countries. The visit will also see a review of the comprehensive strategic partnership, covering everything from trade and tech to defence, education, climate and people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Modi is also expected to call on King Charles III in what will be a royal wrap to a potentially game-changing visit. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.